Welcome. This is Paige Estrutori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you with your daily financial services news wrap for Saturday, April 5th, 2025. Topping the news today, we have the powerhouse AMP making strategic moves to expand its North platform. They've integrated key players in the asset management arena, Innova Asset Management, AZ Sestante, and Watershed Funds Management. With this integration, they've managed to increase the availability of accounts to over 150 managed and nearly 400 build portfolios, a solid response to the surge in demand from advisors. In collaboration with BetaShares, AMP has launched the BetaShares Moderately Geared Managed Account Portfolios. This happens to be Australia's first ever geared retirement series, providing affordable access to equity market through internally geared exchange-traded funds. A true game changer, this suite enhances asset exposure and income while setting the stage in the market for advisor services. On a related note, Fortitude Investment Partners has made significant inroads into the tech-enabled financial services sector. They've acquired a majority stake in ASF Audits, Australia's largest independent SMSF audit firm, at a deal valued around $31.2 million. The investment in ASF not only diversifies its services, but gives it room to grow through strategic acquisitions, a win-win scenario. ASF Audits currently has more than 100 employees across Australia and another 50 stationed offshore. They service over 200 clients and have a stellar 7% market share. As for Fortitude, they manage more than $350 million in investments and report a steady 23% annual return rate. In other news, the Australian dollar is facing volatile times wrought by the announcements of global tariffs. Despite a slump in the DXY index, the dollar's gains were short-lived and fell amidst the turmoil in the global market space. Gold prices have gone up, while uncertainty looms over oil and base metals. Growth fears have pushed yields downward, and despite a marginal rise in stock markets, impending declines are predicted in U.S. futures. Australia, though potentially shielded by non-tariff barriers, particularly in agriculture, could face turbulence with rapid implementations of tariffs. This could potentially disrupt the financial landscape and raise questions about the stability of the dollar. Changing pace, let's turn to Casterton, where the insurance community has taken a stand to support locals impacted by recent severe storms. The Insurance Council of Australia, or the ICA, has called for a community and information consultation session set to hold this week. The idea is to put the residents directly in contact with insurers to discuss storm impacts. This benefits everyone, as residents will be able to lodge complaints, understand claim processes, and devise strategic recovery plans. It's all about showing solidarity during hardships and believing in the power of community. And with that, we wrap up your daily financial news. As always, for more insights on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrutori thanking you for tuning in.